Hello, everybody. This is Cornell Wilde. I'd like to say a few words to you about music and teeth. Now, that seems like a strange combination, doesn't it? But listen a bit. When I did my first major picture, A Song to Remember, based on the life of that immortal musician, Frédéric Chopin, I prepared by thoroughly acquainting myself with the character I had to portray. In my study of the life of Chopin, I began to understand why he had come to be recognized as one of the leading composers of all time, and why his music has such beauty. Take, for instance, his immortal Polonaise. Its perfection completely withstands time, and this element of perfection is a product of Chopin's obedience to the simple, natural rules of music and his emphasis on harmony, balance, and rhythm. A good deal of what one can say about music can also be said about dental health, for dental health is also the product of harmony, balance, and rhythm. During a recent chat with our family dentist about dental care for our 5-year-old daughter, my wife and I learned of nature's delicate engineering and the balance, harmony, and rhythm which should exist in the mouth as well as in music. He told us about dental health, that is, teeth free of decay, strong, and in a proper relation to one another as nature intended them to be, and how the teeth should grind our food thoroughly for maximum benefit. An unhealthy mouth is a symptom of an unhealthy body. Only nature gives us the warning signals in the mouth years before we notice other symptoms of body ills. Just as in Chopin's music, harmony between a healthy mouth and a strong, healthy body must exist if perfection is to be realized. Dental disease is discord, and not perfection. Our dentist remarked that 80 to 90% of all dental disease can be prevented by following the rules. Here they are. First and most important, cut down your intake of confections and bottled sweets. Remember, too much refined sugar in almost any form, whether it be in foods like cake, candy, and ice cream, or in drinks like soda pop, will keep certain acid-forming bacteria in the mouth alive. This will create soft teeth, easily attacked by bacteria. You see, the enamel, or protective layer of the tooth, is dissolved by this acid. So after school, when you visit the drive-in, the school canteen, or your own icebox, make it a habit to have some milk, fruit juice, a meat, fish, egg, or cheese sandwich, and lay a sound cornerstone in the foundation of your future dental health. Brush your teeth thoroughly before breakfast, or better still, after breakfast, and before going to bed, using the same toothbrush for each morning and another for each evening. Rinse the mouth forcibly with water through the teeth as soon as possible after eating, so as to minimize the effect of the acid which may be forming. In closing, I want you to remember the slogan, dim the sweets and brighten your teeth. In this way, you'll never have to worry about dental discord. You'll be creating that harmony, balance, and rhythm which must be present for every really worthwhile thing in life. Your health is no exception.
This record was made with the cooperation of Cornell Wilde under the auspices of the Southern California State Dental Association and distributed by the American Dental Association.